Yeah, those chance encounters where you see someone maybe you're interested in, but you have to depart before you get a name or number. So what do?
Well, you do a little typey-typey. You send it off to the internet. We find it and shine a big old spotlight on it.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist Missed Connections. The dream boat at the flea market, woman for man.
Okay.
You were the tallish, scruffy, in a, I swear this an intentional kind of way, wearing a vintage Batman tee and haggling like a seasoned pro.
Okay.
You had a look about you that screamed Miles Teller meets Jack Black. I like it.
That's a, what a look.
It is a look. I saw you first while we both reached for the same ceramic squirrel riding a unicycle.
Oh.
Yes, that existed.
All right.
Yes, we both gasped in mutual appreciation.
Well, yeah, of course you would.
Yeah, I was a lady with a weird addiction to a kitschy glassware and an even weirder laugh when nervous. You heard it, don't lie. I complimented your ability to spot quality junk. And you made a joke about the squirrel being the evil Knievel of nut transportation.
Okay.
I died.
Sure.
Sparks flew.
Right.
My inner monologue was like, is this fate?
Yes.
Then,
oh,
the betrayal.
Oh, no.
My stupid job called with a full-blown crisis.
Oh, no.
Emergency, in quotes, meaning Becky can't find the Q4 presentation deck.
No, Becky!
I panic.
Oh, no.
I run.
No.
I knock over a basket of spoons.
No.
And in my chaotic flea market exit, I accidentally left with the squirrel.
Oh.
Like full on, unintentionally stole the ceramic daredevil.
Wow.
I swear I'm not a criminal.
Sure.
Just clumsy, maybe cursed.
Okay.
If you see this and still want to discuss the potential aerodynamic properties of squirrel figurines or... just maybe grab some coffee with me. I'd love a second chance.
Oh, no.
I'd even give you the squirrel.
Even give him the squirrel?
Yes.
Oh.
Sign the accidental thief with big feelings and weird laugh.
Oh, wow. Wow. Okay, she's not a crook.
She's not a crook. She didn't mean to, but Becky, dang it, Becky.
Dang it. Roy's ruining everything. It's
Craigslist Missed Connection.
This is the red-haired jogger who witnessed my humiliation, man for woman.
Mm.
You are a majestic blur of red hair, grace, and endorphins. Jogging past my apartment like some kind of cardio fairy sent to torment my sedentary soul.
Wow.
I've seen you run by for weeks now. Always at the same time, always glowing like a human sunrise.
Very descriptive.
By the way, I'm Keith.
Oh, hi, Keith.
A.K.A. the guy who once got winded chasing an ice cream truck.
Wait. I need some ice cream.
Not exactly a, quote, fitness buff. More like a fitness burrito in my mouth kind of guy. I thought, hey, maybe jogging is just running, but with confidence.
Oh,
so naturally, I planned my grand entrance.
Yeah.
Put on my freshest gym shorts, the one with only one salsa stain. Laced up some sneakers that haven't been used since I bought them when I was trying to impress the sales girl. And hit the pavement. This guy's a trip. Y'all, jogging is a scam.
Oh, my God.
10 feet in and I'm wheezing like a haunted accordion.
Damn.
My lungs filed for divorce.
What?
A mysterious cramp shot through my side like karma for all those, quote, fancy cigarettes I enjoy on occasion. I was sweating in places I didn't even know I had pores.
Oh, this guy. I have never heard of somebody so adverse in such an amazing way to exercise.
And then, like I was God's ultimate punchline, I stepped directly into a fresh pile of dog dew.
Oh, no.
Face planted into the sidewalk like a dying walrus. And that's when you jogged by.
Oh, God, no.
You saw the whole thing.
Dang it.
You gave me the pity smile.
No.
I tried to say hi, but it came out more like a death rattle.
A death rattle?
Anyway. Love to meet you again sometime. ideally in a seated, air-conditioned environment. I swear I'm cooler when I'm not coated in sweat and smelling of failure.
Oh, wow.
What do you say?
Yeah, no, that is a very descriptive picture.
Keith, we believe in you, buddy.
Right, but I don't think you guys are going to be a match. Like, you sound like exact total opposite.
He tried. He tried for her.
He did. Wow.
All right. So whether you're looking for the Dreamboat Miles Teller Jack Black lookalike.
Yeah.
Or the red-haired jogger.
Right. And you're a novice jogger wearing shorts with only one salsa stain.
Only
I love
one.
That.
Yeah.
Just this is my least stained outfit.
Right. It's Craig's